Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was the guitar intro to Phil Oakes' song Changes, which I painstakingly learned how to do by rote. I'm not a natural musician like my son Arnie, but I used to love to play guitar, and I loved to try to do Phil Oakes' picking, which is actually not that complicated, but for me it was. You can email me at bruce@bruceallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sallan. And you can listen or download this or any of our shows on my website, which is brucesallan.com, where you can also view all my columns, all my writing, plus lots of other things. So I encourage and welcome your visit to brucesallan.com. Hit the My Column tab, and you can get all my columns. Over 100 are listed there, and I encourage you and welcome your comments on those columns. As you probably intuited from my guest's comments, I will be going out of town, and I will be having a couple special shows that will be broadcast in my absence. One with Wayne Levine, who wrote the book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, and that will be next week. And the week after, a Valentine's special with cyber dating expert Julie Spira. These shows are, I think, really wonderful and offer some great insight, in one case into men's issues and the other case into how you handle dating, online dating. So please tune in for those, and we will be back the following week with our regular show. I also again want to mention my parental pride at my younger son's interview on onestoppoetry.com. That's onestoppoetry.com. It is the homepage interview with Aaron Sallan as the cartoonist artist that is being featured. I also would like to encourage you to read a new series of columns I have started called The Evolution of Technology. These are found on Boomer Tech Talk, boomertechtalk.com. The first one is about the transistor radio, and the second one is about vinyl records and how music has changed as far as our distribution of it. Lastly, I want to give you a heads up that this Father's Day, you will have the opportunity to buy the first A Dad's Point of View book. It is in the editing phase right now, and it will be available at late May, early June. I am very excited and proud of this, and it will be available on my website and other places. What else do I need to tell you? This was a really, really powerful show. We had our regular guests, Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, and we had Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and finally our newest guest, Jim Scheinberg, for Family Financial Matters. And we talked about how change affects us, how change can cause stress and change can cause growth. And I think with Pastor Drew, we reflected on that wonderful phrase, "This too shall pass," to help comfort us when change might be too hard. And I also wanted to add that it is important to recognize when things are good that this too might also pass, and to appreciate the good times, because life will always throw us a curveball. And that was, in fact, the nature of my column, Change is Good. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my home station cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is the manager of KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, which is my home station. And in fact, the Santa Barbara News Press was the first newspaper to carry the A Dad's Point of View column. And thank you very much, Arthur von Weissenberger. That was my first job as a writer, and I owe it all to you and the Santa Barbara News Press. I want to thank you again for joining us, and I want to please remind you my motto: be the best dad or mom you can be. I hope you will live those words and be the best parents you can be, no matter what you face, no matter what change comes your way. Goodbye for now.